Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, I don't do this an awful lot, but let's sort of take a run through those four goals last night because it was four different kind of goals. First one, Will makes the long pass up the left sideboards. Great centering pass, then Lundman finishes. When you stretch and then come straight back across, how does the defense have to react to that, and what sorts of pressure do you put on them?
Well, it all depends. Every situation is different as well, Schultz. Yeah, obviously, they lost Lundman on that particular play, so it wasn't necessarily Leighton. Leighton made the play, but, I mean, their defenseman was still in a pretty good spot, so if their defenseman was with Lundman, it never happened. So I don't know what happened, if he got crossed up or what happened right there. But I think by Will advancing that stretch pass, maybe it was even a line change. I didn't look at it that closely, Schultz, but it was a great play, though.
Second one, they seem to be a little overextended as far as time on the ice, but early period goal like that, that's a big one.
Well, it was, and it was a two-minute shift, and we actually got a line change on it. So the guys did their job for, setting the table, and I thought at the end of the day there was a lot of there was a good puck recovery, there was good work ethic, and, you know, we kind of smelled blood on that particular goal, and then, you know, then it – it was a great finish by Louis.
The third goal, that is the epitome of what you want out of your fourth line after a power play, isn't it?
Well, it was, and I just, you know, if you want to reflect back on that goal, I thought Carter Jones was the catalyst right there. He gets the puck off the post right there, and he made a heck of a play. He made a heck of a play. He was going to Aaron Myers the whole time, which, of course, I didn't realize until I looked at it afterwards. He was going to Aaron Myers the whole time, and, you know, they deflected it, but, you know, the puck was sitting there, and Aaron was right off the post right there, so, and he finished.
Fourth goal, Kyle Loaf just lets it rip. Is let it rip ever a bad thing?
No, it is, mostly in that situation. It's a 4-on-3. Different 4-on-3s are different than 5-on-3s, and, no, it was a 4-on-3, and we only had, we had a minute, but then, of course, you know, they clear a puck, so now we're down to 30, 35, 40 seconds, whatever it was. So, no, Lufty just bombs it, and it found it had good eyeballs.
Cillier and Pavel were almost unbeatable last night in the faceoff circle. How can you be better tonight?
Again, I challenged our centers today, and, we've been inconsistent with the last month or so on the dot. We were pretty good against Lake Superior State, but you can't be 36% and expect to have success, and it all possession starts right there. So we have to be better there, and it's a frame of mind. Those guys are good. There's no question on the dot, but it's a frame of mind, and you better just grip your stick a little harder.
You guys blocked 18 shots to their 6. How does 18 blocked shots cover up a few warts?
Oh, well, it covers up a few warts.
More with Coach Cerutori when we come back, our Budweiser pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerutori. Yesterday, Tom, was the one-year anniversary of RH's passing. What's this year been like for you, just not having him around, and he's been a part of your life for so long?
Yeah, it's different. It's odd. There's no question about that. And I think sometimes, you don't realize, basically what your daily routine is like or your weekly routine, and you see so much of them throughout the year, and especially during the hockey season. But I saw a lot of coach, and it's odd not seeing him anymore. It's odd not seeing him walk into the Sanford Center. It's odd not having him call to see if he can take somebody for on a tour or whatever. It's really been different. It's really been odd, and I really miss him, and of course. You look back at, Coach and what he means to the program and what he means to you personally, during the holidays, because obviously, again, it was one-year anniversary yesterday.
You bought his truck. Is that a nice way to keep him being a part of you?
Well, I think so. It's a good truck, too, though. I mean, that was a good truck, not a lot of miles on it. So, Lou was selling it, so I said, I'll take that thing. And, no, it's a great truck, but you do think about him a lot because when you're driving that thing.
This week, Beaver Nation also lost a longtime Beaver fan. Sue Engel passed away earlier this week. Steve and Sue have been making fudge and giving it to both men's and women's